District 4 Councilman Luke Garrett says there are a couple of tough decisions the council will have to make over the next few weeks. One, he says, is whether to go along with the mayor's proposed employee pay raises or focus on overdue maintenance to city streets, sidewalks, and parks, which is why the council approved an $8 million property tax increase last year against the mayor's wishes.
Everyone wants to be on the side of employees, and employees have undergone hard times with the fiscal crisis. And we're glad that we're going to be able to treat our employees well. But that means that the reason we raised taxes, which was to make some progress on our failing infrastructure in the city, will have to be put off. And maybe that's okay.
Becker told the council Tuesday night the city should not be in the position of cutting corners on the backs of employees. He added his budget sets aside some funding for maintenance. The mayor has also proposed closing Fire Station 9 near the airport and reassigning those employees. The council pushed back on the issue last year when it was proposed. Fire Department spokesman Jason Acey says closing the station would present very little risk to the community.
That station averages about 2 calls per day. Most of the area is industrial. There's very little residential out there. The residential in the area are the 16 hotels and the International Center. The buildings out there, most of them are modern construction. They have the latest fire suppression systems.
The council is required to pass a budget by June 22nd. The new fiscal year begins July 1st. Whitney Evans, KUER News.